welcome to Godzilla 1985, and what show this is as good of a guest as yours as it is mine, because I have no idea. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know why I'm here. I swore I'd be gone, and I'm back, disappointing everyone all over the world today. Also, I could not find alcohol. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host tonight, I think. With me, we have two other hosts, and then the ladies. Let me introduce, of course, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, that's me.
Double H.
So, if you couldn't find alcohol, where did you look? Because, like,
we'll continue this question in a second. Lindsay Wolfgang.
I think I broke the spring in my push pop.
Just buy a new one.
And Shelby Jackson.
Yes, me.
Oh, so I went to Walmart with the express intent of just buying me a bottle of whiskey. I was going to drown my troubles in a bottle of whiskey. And I thought, why not? You know what? I've never done that before. Let's do that. Except they outsmarted me. Someone called ahead. I think it may have been Jesse. Because they had all the alcohol locked up behind glass. All I could buy was wine. And I thought, the wine ain't hardcore enough for me right now. I need something harder. So I ended up...
And he didn't want to ask anyone to open it and get him something.
I'm far too lazy for that. So I ended up getting coffee creamer and just had some coffee. In fact, I'm out of coffee is the problem.
I need to make 3 points leading out of that story. Number one, you got serious Mitch Hedberg vibes going on right now. Number two, they locked up all the alcohol. All I could buy was wine. Implies that wine is not alcohol.
It's not alcohol enough.
That's baby alcohol.
It depends on what you're getting. It depends on what you get and how much you do. And number three, you said you've never drowned your sorrows in a bottle of whiskey. Then what's that story you've been telling me for 20 years now about when you once walked around in the snow drowning your sorrows in a bottle of whiskey?
It was not a bottle.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and back Shannon up on this one. It was a flask that he filled up after buying two tiny plastic shot bottles.
Yes.
Okay. All right. But then we're good. I just needed some clarification on that.
The point is the flask was still filled with whiskey, so it doesn't matter. Also, you're probably
noticing the flask did have two shots of whiskey.
Are you sure it wasn't just full of Pepsi?
Bitch, you weren't there. So I
can confirm
your shit.
It had two shots of whiskey, American Honey, if I remember right.
Lindsay, I want to apologize.
It's a good choice. Don't get me wrong.
No, it's fine. It was funny.
I want to apologize because I'm already doing this. You probably noticed my voice sounds a little bit off today. Well, that's a twofold reason. I'm not quite as sexy as Jesse is when he gets that voice. He knows what I'm talking about. But I did a four-hour podcast last night with Big Lee over there on Big Lee's World. Almost a four-hour podcast.
I still don't understand how you did 4 hours.
I'll tell you what. That Big Lee Montgomery, he really came prepared with questions. He asked me about stuff. I probably shared way too much personal information than I should have about like CCW and stuff like that. But you know what? It was fun. It was a learning experience. We had a good time. So you should go check that out. Also, I didn't sleep last night like at all. So I'm hit on all levels today. So I'm going to be pretty miserable. Now the question really though is if I'm going up the stairs, where's the miserable? I don't. That didn't work. What show is this?
AD.
Yes.
Is this still After Dark? I feel like I've been gone for a month.
It's been a week.
It's AD because the name never changed, and also since you're back, really, the show didn't change. I'm just here. And with it, as always, is Hunter Hendricks.
Yeah.
So, I feel like
if that was my real name. Those H's could stand for anything, Jesse. You don't know.
Oh,
it's
true.
Double H, idiot.
BRB sometimes stands for Be Ready, Bitch, so you got to be careful.
Yeah. Fuck around
so,
and find
so
out.
So we've got Henry.
Welcome to the cum zone.
Henry, I got nothing for a last name.
H. Hendricks. No, that's too obvious.
Henry Hunt. Henry Hunt.
Oh, no. You weren't there at the same time. I was going to say, we went to school with a Henry Hunt. I hated that guy. So, no, I'm not going to be him.
I knew another Hunt down in that territory, and I hated that guy, too. So
you're thinking of David Hunt.
Jesse.
I believe I am.
Yes. Jesse.
Yes, Shannon?
Did you know their brother, Mike?
Shannon, would you please... Anyway. See, I get it, but tell the people at home.
Michael Hunt?
Michael.
Yeah. So, real quick, I want to give, if anyone out there even cares and they're really going like, Shannon, why are you back? I'll just a brief synopsis. I was going to take some time off to kind of reevaluate some things and work on myself. Well, it turns out that it took a lot less time to work on myself than I needed to because just things didn't quite work out. So I figured out what I needed to figure out, and I am back, and I'd say I'll never leave again, but you know I'm going to. So let's just enjoy it for what it is right now. How about that?
That sounds good.
I'm speaking to Jesse specifically.
What? Yes, Jesse specifically.
All right. This is why we don't invite Hunter to the Thursday shows.
I could turn my mic off and do this anyway. The show would be the same. Nothing would change. Nothing would change.
Well, I don't know what to talk about. So,
well, I mean, we got a couple options for motherfucker of the week.
Oh, that's true.
I didn't know if we were doing. I'm not prepared. I was not prepared to be on the show. I was legitimately prepared not to come back for a while. In fact, at one point today, I was prepared not to come back at all because I have had a fucking emotionally draining day. So I probably shouldn't be here. I definitely shouldn't be here sober, but here we are. So Jesse, I have a motherfucker of the week too.
Oh yeah, well you go ahead and hit us with yours first.
Mine's a very personal motherfucker of the week, and it's probably gonna get me in a lot of trouble, but I'm gonna say it. It's me.
No,
it's me because I said I was gonna stay away, and then I didn't stay away. So what else do I have to do? Lindsay won the bet, everybody. The queen. Clap for the queen. And that's it. I don't have any other motherfuckers other than
you. You realize what that means, though, right? Do you remember what that entails?
I have to write her a handwritten apology.
That's right. We're gonna go back to the post, which, for the record, you asked me to put up on r/podzilla1985. That if the person the closest to the right time frame of you coming back without going over, we're playing by the Price is Rice rules here.
Yes.
Will receive a quote handwritten apology letter mailed directly to you from Shannon himself, which means not only do you have to write it, even though she's like 100 yards away, you have to mail it.
No, I'm just going to put that shit in her mailbox. I'm just going to slide it in.
It's got to have a stamp on it.
That's illegal.
Otherwise, that's illegal.
I'll slide it under her door then. We'll do it. That's not mail. Oh my God! Old school rules.
Here's what you got to do: you fold that dude up in a paper airplane and then sail it. That's airmail.
Throw it right into her house. Look, I'm gonna be honest. I was a lot more jovial about all this last Friday when I agreed to it.
I can. This is basically your version of look. This didn't go how I wanted it, and I'd like to back out now.
Yeah, a lot can change in a week. I've been on kind of an emotional roller coaster for the past week. It's all personal stuff. I won't bore you with the details, but Lindsay can take that letter and shove it up her ass.
I found an actual picture of Shannon looking at his phone and realizing what he was gonna have to do. There it is, right there.
I mean, he is Kermit the Frog.
Well, I feel like Kermit. Call me Mitch Kermit Frog right now.
Mitch Kermit Frog.
So Jesse, you said you have some motherfuckers for this week. It is a
plurality. So we had the opening game of the NFL was a week ago today.
Oh, but I get it. It's Sony.
While we were recording, we had the opening game of the season. No, I don't get nothing about Sony. So I just wanted to just move past it and back to my motherfucker. Which is okay. Anybody that booed the moment of unity the players had on the field.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, the game took place in Kansas City in that stadium. And during what they did is a moment of unity. Basically, every player from both teams went onto the field. They kind of joined arms. And they just kind of had, like, you know, that kind of a moment of silence up there. And there were fans booing them. And to you fans, y'all's motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. That's pretty terrible, admittedly. I guess that's better than Sony, because my only thing was, after the Direct yesterday, or whatever you call it, the event, Sony, I got a text from GameStop. Well, it wasn't GameStop itself. GameStop is a corporation. They didn't text me. Somebody I knew texted me from GameStop. And they said, hey, PS5s are live on pre-order. And I thought, really? Well, I want to make sure I get one, so I'll be over there in a second. It took me like 10 minutes to drive over there. It was right before I went over and did Big Lee's show. It took me 10 minutes to get over there. And I get over there, I walk in, and she's like, yeah, we just did the last one. And I almost went into a Karen-like state, because I actually, for maybe the first time ever in retail, I looked at her and said, really? And I stormed out. I didn't storm out.
Yeah, apparently they only got like 15 or something like that that they could pre-order. So it does not surprise me that that went quick.
Well, it also doesn't help that Sony said specifically, oh, man, pre-orders going up tomorrow. And then, like Asa showed us earlier today, Walmart, GameStop, and four or five others were just the child from The Mandalorian, like, reaching for the Switch. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. and then they did.
I do appreciate the fact that Xbox announced when they're going to do theirs. And, like, I want to go pre-order the Xbox Series X, because I'd rather have that than the PlayStation 5. But see, the PlayStation 5 has Demon Souls, and that's pretty much the only thing I want from my next generation of consoles.
Well, yeah, hey, I'm just kind of hoping that Demon Souls remastered will be on PC.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping, because I'm not getting a PS5.
Did Microsoft announce when the Series X would go on pre-order, not just the day, the time. Like a very specific, it's next Tuesday, 11 Eastern, so 10 Central here. The other thing I was going to say is I would also like you to go and do that, because I want you to pre-order mine, please. So that would be nice.
Clearly is a dog eat dog at this point, so you're on your own. You should have pre-ordered it at the store.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm also thinking about just pre-ordering one through Amazon, also getting you try to do one, and then I'll just, if I end up with two, that's fine. I'll figure it out. But
yeah, I wonder what you'll do.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that I can just get one pre-ordered through Amazon, then I can have it just shipped to my office, and then when it comes in, I can be like, bye.
Hey, y'all,
going home early today.
There's a picture of Kirby.
No.
Oh, and I think there's some horses on there. Is it horse town?
Did you say you've connected the two dots?
Yeah. Well, they were more like dribbles. But
Oh no.
That's gross.
Lindsay, who's your motherfucker?
I don't have one.
It's probably that Machoke right there, right? He doesn't even have ears.
He doesn't have fucking ears, Lindsay. How's he gonna hear anything?
I don't know.
I do want to mention one, and this is a dumb one, but I put it in the subreddit, so I feel obligated to at least mention it. And you would not expect this one from me. You would expect it from another member of the cast, but Red Lobster is going to make the list this week. And the reason for that is for the fact that they are entirely, it seems, behind the creation of something called the Dew-garita.
Yes, I heard it's a margarita with Mountain Dew.
Well, it's also the name of the next character coming to Star Wars Dawn of Defiance on PZ85 Plays.
Oh, no.
But so Red Lobster teams up with Mountain Dew, with Pepsi-Cola, or PepsiCo, or whatever their like full company name is, to create the Dew-garita. And they advertise it as it's big, it's green, and it tastes even more incredible than it looks, which can't possibly be correct. Not in a world where there's possibly a loving God out there somewhere. So here's a picture. Immediately everyone, oh, well, that's what it looks like.
Ew.
So much like Josh from Press Start to Join mentioned, if that is not crushed up Doritos around the rim there, then what's the point?
I was going to say, I get that they're trying to go with the Mountain Dew logo, but yeah, the red salt just looks real nasty.
I'll tell you what I'd like to... I'd like to pair that up with a nice cold hot dog pie.
Some delicious hot dog pie. They did say it is the perfect companion for their Cheddar Bay biscuits, which I disagree, because those are actually tasty.
Those are delicious. I have been known to go to Red Lobster and just walk out with a basket of those cheddar biscuits, because I found out that's a thing you can do.
You have to pay for those, though.
Really? That explains all the yelling.
Well, I mean, the way you described it, I have been known to go to Red Lobster and just walk out with them. Like, all I can picture is you walking up to somebody's table and being like, thank you.
They'll bring you some more in a minute. I gotta take these, though.
As you're walking away, they're like, you can't take those. And you look back and you go, just buy a new one.
To be fair, I think they were mostly distracted because while Jesse was doing that, I literally went back there and picked up an entire like steamer tray of shrimp and walked out with it. So, anyway, the
Dougarita. And here's probably the saddest part. Ace is going to laugh real hard about this. At some point in time, I think most people thought Red Lobster was kind of a classy place to some degree, right?
No, there are entire groups of their portions of this country that believe Red Lobster is a fancy joint.
It's like fine dining.
That's absolutely
yes.
true. It's fine yeah. dining. Don't look at me
at
like that.
At the very least, at the you very don't know where I'm least, from. It is. I mean, it's nicer than like a fast food joint generally. You know,
it's a half step above Applebee's.
Yeah, there. Okay, that's exactly where I would expect to find a Dougarita, is at an Applebee's.
Yeah.
That's where I want this to exist. If it has to be real, that's where I think it should be. Red Lobster made a weird choice here, and I'm calling them out for it.
Red Lobster has made many weird choices.
It's true. Again, there is another member of the cast who, I don't know why I keep alluding to, like, it's Asa. Asa would absolutely, he doesn't work there anymore, he doesn't care. I keep dancing around it.
And he has no plans on this. Ever going back.
I can't be too mad at Red Lobster because once on my birthday they made me a captain.
Did they revoke it? Were you no longer a captain?
I think the deal was once I paid my bill, I was no longer a captain. The joke was on them. Allie paid for it.
I was afraid you were going to say like some old tweets came out and you know things happened.
You know. Twitter has only got me in trouble one time, somehow. I made a comment about kneeling during football games, and someone took it that I was talking about them when I was actually talking about somebody else. So that was my lesson I learned with Twitter about what not to post to get myself in trouble. The only thing is I wish I had tweeted myself at that time telling me to also watch out for Reddit, which I did not.
That whole situation is weird. I don't want to. And we're not getting into it, I assume, and that's fine.
No, because I haven't divulged any of this information to anybody. I'm going to keep this one to myself.
Yes.
So we'll keep that one in my breast pocket because it's, you know, I sure wish I had a Dougarita right now.
It sounded like you
said
Dougarita.
Well, you were looking for them, but they had them all locked behind the glass.
I could get the Mountain Dew part, but who the fuck wants that?
Oh. I do.
You know, I liked Mountain Dew a lot. I liked Mountain Dew a lot when it was called... Fuck, what was it called? This is a soda, and it's the same.
You're talking about Mellow Yellow?
You went full Hannibal Buress. This was pretty good. What's the name of this segment? Yellow Sodas is the same.
We watched a clip, me and Ethan, from an old game show, and they had these three kids on. And the the question was, what about people do we associate the color yellow with? And the kid answered, and he said Chinese, and they're like, no, they're like, no, not Chinese. And then they went to the next kid who said coward, and he was like, yeah, it's coward. And the kid was Chinese.
No,
oh, no,
that kid is the motherfucker of the week. That kid is the motherfucker of the week, and that kid grew up to be Bradley Cooper
as Donald Sterling.
Get these ninjas off the basketball court. Is this what you guys did while I was gone? I missed one show.
You missed PWU. He was gone for one show.
Technically, I missed two shows. Five players. Two shows. Yeah, because I'm probably not going back to PWU.
Me either.
Seriously, I seriously thought, and I pitched this to Dalton. I said, look, Dalton, bitch. And then he answered me, and I said, look, since I'm not editing the show, like, if Asa knows how to edit the show and he can put it all together, my suggestion for you guys, if you need a third person, get Allie back. Bring Allie back. Put her on the show again. I don't know if he took me seriously or not, because I could see how someone would think that I wasn't being serious about that, but I was serious. I'm dead serious about it. She's a good third for that show. I will not be returning, probably, simply because I just don't enjoy wrestling as much. Big Lee was trying to hit me with wrestling questions last night, and I feel like most of them, my answer was, I don't know who that is. And he was like, you watch wrestling, right? And I was like, no. But I mean, don't you own a wrestling company? Technically, no.
No, I help run one. I did it off the air, but this was exactly the same reason that I bounced out. You knew that, and I talked to them after the last episode I was on of just, look, if I get interested in this again, sure, I'll come back. But right now I feel like I spend most of my Wednesday nights with headphones in front of a microphone every, like, 8 minutes or so going, man, that's wild. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Well, then what did Triple H do?
That's it. So, yeah, I it feels like during the week when the stories come up, I'll throw them into the PW chat, and we'll talk it out. But, like, I just don't want to – I don't think I have anything interesting to put out in the universe as it relates to that.
So. I agree, and I think the Podzilla 1985 fans would love to have Allie back in that role. I don't know if she'd like to do it. She was never a huge fan of doing it anyway, but, you know, if the price is right, we'll see what happens. Is Shelby here?
Yes.
Shelby, I did look at that link you sent me of the Chris Chan, the Sonic Chew art.
Yes.
And I did not like it because it was too good. And I feel like Chris Chan is probably going to kill himself at this point. And honestly, let's be honest, is that the worst thing that could happen?
I mean, maybe for him.
I don't know about that either.
I, for full disclosure, I was fully prepared to, because we didn't know if you were going to be here tonight. Actually, we didn't think you were going to be here tonight.
Neither did I.
And so I didn't know if me or Jesse was going to start this show. I assumed it would be one of the two of us. But I was fully prepared earlier today to introduce Shelby as our senior Chris Chan correspondent. And I'm a little sad I didn't get the opportunity to do so, but I'm doing it now. So it's out there. It's done.
That's probably the best title you can have.
That's Shelby's official
actually,
nickname, Senior
I'm
Chris
actually,
Chan correspondent.
I'm heading to the subreddit right now to make that a flare.
Shelby, do you have Reddit?
An option.
No, I don't.
Good. That's a good plan.
Yeah, no, I had her browsing Reddit yesterday. Like she was looking through pictures of like she was on like a random sorting of Harry Potter pictures on Imgur. And
what did you just say?
Imgur, whatever you want to call it.
Did you say Imgur?
Yeah, that's what I've always called it.
Did you go play some KOTOR?
I love KOTOR.
And some COD Blops? Anyway, go on with your story.
No,
so then I just
blops.
Took her to r/Harry Potter, and I sorted top all time. And I shit you not, she sat on the couch for 45 minutes just scrolling on r/Harry Potter. Saying, oh, look at this one. Oh, look at this one.
Why?
She likes Harry Potter a lot.
Well, mister, I'm not getting a PS5. Did you not show her the Hogwarts game, you selfish prick?
Why did you say that like Jesse was Chaz, the intolerant Chick-fil-A chicken? I'm not getting a PS5 because it doesn't have the delicious taste of Polynesian sauce. I don't know.
Oh, you heard my
Polynesian sauce?
That's the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Hey. I wouldn't know. I don't go to Chick-fil-A. I like gays.
Did you call it the Chick-fil-A? I don't visit the Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't. I go there on Sundays.
Anyway. That's the only time I ever want Chick-fil-A is when I can't have it.
That's the Lord's Day.
And it's weird because my mind immediately, like, it's Sunday, and I'm like, man, I could really go for some Burritoville. Shit, it's closed on Sunday. Well, how about Chick-fil-A? Why do I do this, brain?
That's what I do on Mondays when sometimes I get a hankering for Pagli Eyes. And I'm like, well, it's not Sunday, and I know everything's closed on Sunday. No, Pagli Eyes is closed on a Monday, because apparently they have the worst God.
Oh, I can't stress to you.
Chan's is also closed on Monday.
China Palace is closed on Saturday.
I will never be able to hear that as anything other than Poly Eyes, and I know that technically both are correct, apparently, which is also... Look, I need you to understand but what I do for a living that I am not accepting of both are correct. That does not work for me. I need a definitive answer.
Well, I'll tell you my opinion, and I have never cared for Jamie Kennedy as an actor. I have never found him to be particularly funny. Oh, sorry, I'm recording another podcast while we do this. I figured I'd double up and just do multiple podcasts a day now.
All the podcasts, all the time.
I'm on this new podcast called Cum Zone.
No! No!
It's filthy.
No, absolutely filthy.
I would like to back out of this bit now.
Yeah, hey Lindsay, what's our list tonight?
Yes, no, Lindsay. I still got 5 minutes.
Do the story, Herb.
What? I still got 5 minutes to ramble incoherently. What would you like to hear about more? I don't have anything. Lindsay, what's the topic?
Okay. So you are only allowed to watch 5 past television shows for the rest of your life. So this goes for shows that have been completed or were canceled. You can still watch ongoing shows and new shows. But as far as old stuff goes, you are only allowed to pick 5.
Lindsay.
And that's what we're doing.
Lindsay, I didn't understand a single goddamn thing you just said.
You never
did. I'm dead serious. I heard you talking, but I could not comprehend anything you said. Could you please repeat it?
No.
You can't pick a show that's currently airing. 5 shows that are no longer airing.
What about them, though? That we like them?
That you can only watch those 5 shows for the rest of your life as far as old stuff goes.
Okay, so they can't be shows that are currently airing. So any show that basically has existed and then didn't exist.
Canceled, yes, or completed.
Would there be a different reason they stopped airing?
I mean, some of them did. They just wrap them up and say, okay,
that's,
we're done.
Which is, I reiterate why I said canceled or completed.
I can't think of any shows I've ever watched.
Being difficult.
All right, I think I got it. You guys want to just jump to that?
Let's do it to it.
Yeah.
All right, we have 5 people, so maybe we'll need the extra 4 minutes. And I'll be honest, I've frankly run out of things to say to you people. So
we didn't talk about politics at all.
Well, Hunter's here. I'm being respectful.
Oh, it's fine. I don't have to say anything. As long as I don't say anything, it's fine.
I'm trying to think of anything political that's caught my interest. I'm going to be honest. The past week has been a blur. I've had other things on my mind, and I can't.
Entitled
actually
to a third term.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm tired. I think I'm entitled to a nap, but that's way more accurate than entitled to a third term. But you know what? I heard this. I heard Donald Trump say he was entitled to a third term, and you would think that I would just be a blazing, raging fire about it because everything else that dumb son of a bitch does makes me angry. But this actually didn't bother me very much because he would probably say he was joking, and like at this point, I will accept the fact that he's joking because if ever there is a time where we allow any president since, I forget which president was the last one, to have more than 2 terms, and the person we put on that pedestal is Donald Trump, then America is clearly, at this point, America's clearly bankrupt. Sell it off to Walt Whitman's family, and then let's just all go to Canada. Is Walt Whitman rich?
Boy, that was a choice. I mean, probably in the moment.
No, who's the guy that owns Walmart? What's his name?
Sam Walton.
Sell it to his family.
Walt Whitman. he wrote Leaves of Grass.
Don't judge me right now.
You're
lucky I'm coherent at all.
I'm busy right now changing my...
And he's not even drunk.
Since Shelby's not on Reddit, somebody's got to be using the senior Chris Chant correspondent flair. And much like NSYNC will tell you, it's going to be May.
All right, so idea, hear me out. Let's make Shelby a Reddit account, and she'll never check it, but we can give her the flair anyway.
And then just post something like, "Hi, I'm Shelby," and that's it.
Yeah.
Just a text, like a self-dot post.
Well, that's
just do it like an AMA for, "Hi, I'm Shelby. Ask me anything," and it's just Derek Boxdorfer. Like, so tell me about yourself.
Well, that's not how an AMA works. Bad Boxdorfer.
I'm Shelby, and then she hangs up on him.
It's just some reason Simpsons bit where you hear the door close and then running down the steps and then the car starts. I don't think she's coming back.
Okay, let's do the thing, and we're talking about five TV shows that we could watch forever, I think was the thing?
Basically. All right,
so since I literally have nothing written down, and I know Jesse can't steal anything from me, let's start with Shelby.
So my first one's going to be the Beetlejuice cartoon.
Ooh. Yeah. Interesting choice.
I love all the puns.
It was better.
There were a lot of puns in that show.
I'll say it. It's an unpopular opinion, but I feel very unpopular today. I liked it better than the movie.
I definitely wouldn't go that far.
I watched the cartoon before I ever saw the movie.
I did the same, actually.
Before I saw the movie. Yeah. I think maybe
somebody else go.
Well, I was going to say, I don't think my parents would let me watch the movie originally because it looked a little too weird for them, for their taste. So I think I watched the cartoon because since it was a cartoon, it was less, I don't want to say offensive because it wasn't offensive. It was just odd. Tim Burton is a weird dude.
It was still
dude.
A lot of gross out humor.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave Tim Burton alone with my niece.
Yeah, probably not.
What? I don't think I can ever say that I liked it more than the movie. The movie was one of those things that I kind of grew up with. I guess I didn't realize it was just me. But I did like them both.
Once I saw it, I loved it. I actually saw Beetlejuice originally in school. I don't know about you guys, but we used to have, and I don't remember why we had it, but there were certain days of the year where we would just have, like, movie days, and we'd have different classrooms set up with different films.
I can answer that for you. It was called The Teacher Was Hungover. That's what happened there. Or more realistically, it was probably the last day of the semester. Yeah.
I think it was something like that. And I remember them showing that movie, and I would always go watch it. I watched that, and do you remember? And Hunter's going to be the only one that remembers this film, and I hope he knows the name of it because I don't. But there was a film starring Martin Short as a child. Do you remember this movie?
Oh, was it where he had the dinosaurs and he was really obnoxious?
Yes.
Oh, what was that movie?
Clifford.
Yeah.
Boy, I hated that film, but I watched the shit out of it when I was a kid.
He was so obnoxious.
Oh. All right, so Beetlejuice. Okay, Jesse, it's your turn.
Can't steal one from him, my ass. King of the Hill is my first option.
That doesn't count.
Doesn't count as stealing one from you, or doesn't count in the category?
You can't use that when we all agreed before the show.
We all took a vote.
We all took a vote and you lost. You know it. It was 69-0.
That's the goddamn sex
what?
Vote.
No.
What? Ow! I just need my desk.
Are you sure you didn't find that whiskey? The longer the show goes, the more I think.
I think he's just real tired.
I think mom put a little something. She put a little something extra in my coffee tonight. Anyway, Jesse, what'd you say? King of the Hill? That's a good choice.
That is what I say. King of the Hill. We've talked about that show a whole lot on this show.
It's one of the. I mean, to me, I still say I love The Simpsons more, but to me, King of the Hill is the best animated show of all time. To me, it's just more consistently good, and that part of that is because King of the Hill didn't have 30 seasons to ruin its own legacy.
That's true.
But
King of the Hill is one of those ones that, like, I hated it when it was first on, and then it grew on me
like a fungus.
I don't know. I've always liked King of the Hill a whole lot. I mean, originally it was just a show that came on after The Simpsons, but once I actually like started watching, I was like, man, this is really good.
I think you and I treat King of the Hill and The Simpsons in the same way that we do Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2. While the one may be the superior film, the other one is better. It's just one's more iconic.
Yeah, The Simpsons is definitely more iconic. And Simpsons season 3 through like 10, there has literally never been a better TV show. Like, just not. Every episode was, like, firing on all cylinders. I don't know how they managed to be so witty and funny every single episode. But some of those seasons, you cannot find a single dud. And I've never seen a TV show like that, so. Let's swing it over to Double H.
All right, well, I'm also going to steal one, but it's probably from Jesse, because he just talked about it recently. Boy Meets World.
I knew someone was going
to. It wasn't on my list, but boy, is that a phenomenal show.
I know I'm not going to also get the sequel on here. I would like to get them as a package deal, but that's fine. Boy Meets World was a superior show, even though I like both of them fairly. But yeah, that original show, I mean, don't get me wrong, like most sitcoms, the past or the final couple of seasons kind of start to taper off, but you also get crazy, ridiculously stupid Eric, which might not be the best. He might not be the best era of Eric, but it's probably the funniest one.
It's so, easily the funniest one.
Definitely.
Yeah,
with this one, you definitely get quality and quantity.
I would like to,
and that's the idea.
I would like to address Shelby. Shelby, did you watch this show too?
Yes.
All right. Well, then I'm just going to back out. You guys, let me know when you're done.
So I think, like Lindsay,
Shannon was not a TGIF child.
Like Lindsay,
I liked Urkel.
Oh man, I would. Okay, here's the thing.
Oh, and yet you get mad at me that I'm rewatching through Family Matters. You're like, oh, you're watching.
Yeah, because I liked Urkel later. When I was a fucking idiot, and now I'm a grown ass man with grown ass man brain.
I'm sorry, but I'm still highly entertained.
I have never gotten to talk about that on this show or on any of them. So just to make that point, Family Matters would have absolutely been on this list had the show split when Urkel got so popular. There should have absolutely
Amen.
Been an Urkel show. And a Family yes. Matters show. Because Family Matters was an incredible show. It was
yes.
great when yeah. it was not the Urkel
show. I'm up to season 4, and it's still fabulous.
I mean, all the talk there is about how great the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was and showing black comedians and their lives and stuff. Family Matters was so much even better than that. Yeah, I said it. I liked Fresh Prince, but Family Matters was the better show to me. But again, Urkel took
until
over.
Urkel. Yeah.
Urkel took
until
over.
And, see, and I just don't remember any Family Matters that didn't star Urkel.
No,
you
that
need
first
to start from the beginning,
basically from season 2.
Yeah,
on,
once
yeah.
Poochie comes on screen, everyone asks, you know, where's Poochie?
Poochie?
Same thing with oh,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just
the same thing. Slimer.
You
same
do it.
Same thing with Slimer
you do it,
and the Ghostbusters.
It. Yes, yes.
When,
yeah.
when the real Ghostbusters turned to Slimer and the Ghostbusters, that's when I tapped out of that show. Anytime yeah. they take these what are relatively inoffensive and funny side characters and decide let's make them the main focus of the whole show. Same thing with the little babies on Full House. What was their name? Michelle?
Yeah, Olsen, when Olsen Michelle
twins.
Took over.
Yeah, whenever they became like the focal point of the show, it's like, I guess maybe it sells better in the ratings, but it took a nosedive creatively. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that was something Boy Meets World actually managed to avoid. Yeah, a lot of their characters changed up, and again, if you look at it, you know, if you binge the show, which we did actually this summer, my wife had never gotten to watch it, and so I got her into it, and she loved the whole thing. But then you can really see how the characters change in kind of weird ways that you wouldn't have noticed when you were watching week by week, and it was only ever in order the one time and all that. But they at least did a pretty good job of not falling into the hole of, oh, this one character's popular, show's about him now. Because even when Eric was legitimately the funniest character on the show, it never really became about him. There were arcs that were important with him, but it was always, you know, still centered on those on the main group as a whole. So quantity and quality is a good show, and you get 7 seasons worth of it. I feel like that makes it a good choice for the list.
And it's really fun that you get to watch the characters actually grow up, which is
literally,
really, really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
As opposed to a show like The Simpsons or King of the Hill, where since it's, you know, animation, Bart's been 10 for 30 years now.
Yeah.
Well, it's because he's drinking his malk with vitamin R.
My favorite part is how they continue to justify, like, or they change, like, stories from Homer and Marge's past.
I hate that. I hate that so much. Because
they now have to make it where, like, you know, they were, you know, teenagers in the early, or adults rather, 90s. In the early 2000s.
Yeah, they switched it to
See,
where
I hated that one where they basically turned Homer into
Grunge Riker.
Cobain.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, at this point, like at this point in the show, anyway, Homer would be a millennial.
I hate that because that like to me that just completely ruins the it doesn't completely ruin but it just messes with my memories of like the show. Like it was really endearing, the Homer and Marge story, and then that they keep changing it and updating it to keep with the times. But the characters remain the same. I just don't like it. It's almost like there should become a point where maybe you should stop doing a show, you know?
Or stop
maybe.
Trying to keep it current.
Anyway, Shark Legs, I'll go ahead and go to my next one, or my first one. I don't remember at this point. That's going to be...
It's your first
one. I'll probably
one.
Steal this from Hunter, The X-Files.
It was on my extended list, but I'm free to let it go.
of all the shows that I'll mention here today, this, I mean, X-Files will always be my number one, because when X-Files were good, it was damn good. I can't, especially like drama and for the paranormal, I can't imagine a show that was better than that. Maybe Supernatural had some good ones, but the X-Files was the OG. The banter between Mulder and Scully was fantastic. And something I didn't know, Hunter, let me tell you about this, Kevin.
Tell me about it.
I did not know that originally, do you know who was originally cast as Mulder?
I was going to say I do not, and then I feel like I do, but I cannot come up with a name.
Bruce Campbell.
I
feel like I remember you telling me this one other time.
So this is weird. I'm going to say I can see it, but not, I can, but it would not have been the same show. It's not like I can just slot him in where David Duchovny is and it works.
Right.
It would be a very different show, but I still think it would have been good.
It would have been good, but you're so used to David Duchovny as Fox Mulder. It's like when they replaced Mulder with Robert Patrick as Agent Doggett. He's a fantastic actor, but
sure.
The show wasn't the same.
Well, again, Mulder would not be the same character, because Duchovny gave that just constant sort of deadpan smoldering to it. Bruce Campbell is the polar opposite of that. He is the character actor's actor, so that would have been very
different. He's the chin.
Yes. Yeah, I did have that on my extended list, and I agree. It's a great show. Again, quality and quantity. Maybe not as much quality once you get, you know, like you said, into the later seasons. We're actually rewatching that now, and we're in the back end of season three, and season three is just bangers left and right. I don't know what it is about the third season of shows that makes that work, but it really is just, that season three is incredible. By the way, if you hear those sirens in the background, I may as well just be on Broadway, apparently. But
Lindsay,
my first one is a very Lindsay-esque
answer. Oh, wait, hold on, let me guess. It's some animated show about a toy that came to life, and then there were some ponies.
No, it's not. It's Fraggle Rock.
That's the same thing.
I love Fraggle Rock. I still return to Fraggle Rock when I need cheering up and inspiration.
Did I ever tell you my porn version of that?
Oh, no.
Lindsay?
Can you guys hear Shannon?
You probably have.
Can you hear me, Lindsay?
Yes.
It was called Fragile Cock.
God damn it. That's so good.
I didn't know Tanner was on the recording. Did y'all hear that, Si? There you go.
That's legitimately spectacular. That's some top quality naming right there.
Well, you know, It took me a while. It's not quite as clever as Fraggle Rock, a porn parody, would rock it, but I guess I'll take what I can. Lindsay, tell us about the Fraggles.
I mean, they're just little creatures that live in caves. They have a 15-minute work week. I wish. And their priority is playing music and playing games.
Okay, so it's characters that work 15 hours a week, and they spend the rest of their time...
15 minutes
a week. Oh, 15 minutes a week.
They work 15 minutes
a week. 15 minutes a week, and they spend the rest of their time playing video games and singing and dicking around on instruments. So basically, it's like... It's every millennial. I don't have a joke for
I think
this.
You just
I
described
had one.
You just described Podzilla the show. It's just us, isn't it?
To be honest, I had a joke in my head, and I'm like, this one's gonna kill. This one's gonna be the one they remember me for.
And then you dropped
it. Well, then
it.
Someone messaged me on Facebook about a PlayStation 5 pre-order, and I glanced over and I completely forgot what the joke was. But I can assure you, that joke was fire. Let's go back to the senior Chris Chan correspondent, Shelby.
Tales from the Crypt.
Ah!
No.
Why do you do this, Shelby? Why do you do this to me? Why do you do this to me?
It was like, it was one of those things. Like, I, whenever she told me that,
stop
that was
trying
be on
to
list,
mend my heart.
I wanted you to be on the show because I was like, oh, he's going to be so excited, and also that would definitely be stolen from him.
No, I didn't. I didn't even think about it. Like I said, I'm super out of it, so I didn't even think about Tales from the Crypt. But yes, my God, yes, a million times. Okay.
Okay. That okay, that was Tales great.
Tales from the absolutely classic HBO horror anthology series, the best horror anthology series. There's been a bunch of good ones. There was one, I don't know, Shelby, if you watched it. It was on, I think, NBC, and it was called... what was it? Fear Itself. Did you see Fear Itself?
No, I don't think I did.
I know. I don't know where it's at. I'll see if I can try to find it and send it to you. But oh, stop it! Stop it right now! Don't. I don't need to see the Joker there. That I can't even think now. God damn, you made me so nervous.
It's just. It's just because you identify with him on a personal level.
Shut your mouth. All right, let's just go to Jesse.
All right, my next one's gonna be Futurama.
Yeah.
Just yeah. Well, yeah, I maintain the unpopular opinion that Futurama is the better Matt Groening show.
No, I agree with you because for the same reasons that I think King of the Hill's better is because like when you take all of it together, Futurama had less seasons, so they didn't have as much time to screw up everything that they had built. And they also got a long break where they could, you know, take a break from writing the show and then come back with fresh eyes. Simpsons never stopped. They're older than most of the people in here, probably.
It's true, because Fox kept canceling them.
Yeah, in fact, I was almost going to say, does that even count? Because I don't know if
King of the Future?
Futurama. I don't know if Futurama is even canceled at this point. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, it canceled. Oh, yeah, no, it could come back any day, but it's definitely canceled right now.
All right, let's go over to, I think Hunter was next. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go with one that, okay, nobody has this. The
Hunter,
Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. No. No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to go with, legitimately, probably it's just me. Seinfeld is going to be my next one.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like I'm the only Seinfeld fan in the group. Or maybe Cody. I always feel like Cody likes Seinfeld, and then I find out that's not true, and it upsets me.
I think that's Frasier, I want to say, because I think Cody likes Seinfeld and doesn't like Frasier. Maybe that's...
Frasier is amazing, though.
Yeah, Frasier is also kind of on my extended list. But Seinfeld is one of those shows that, again... It goes the other way around. The final season is just fine, except for that last episode. But the first like two seasons, it was a mid-season replacement, and that's kind of weird. And then the second season takes a little while to get going. But once it does get going, it's one of those things where every episode just has something funny to it. To me, anyway, it's the humor that I grew up with. So,
it's a show about nothing.
It's a show about nothing. As much as I hate to put two sitcoms to a certain degree on here, I'm going to do it with that one, because those would be... Boy Meets World is the show I grew up with as a kid. Seinfeld was the show that I kind of started to mature my humor with, so that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going with.
That's all good. That's all you, baby.
That's all me.
My next pick is The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
So before he gets into this, real quick, full disclosure, I absolutely, when I didn't think Shannon was going to be on the show, and I told him I was going to do this, I was going to come in and make my whole list of things that he would have said and just deadpan the whole thing and act like they were all my choices. That was the first show that I mentioned.
It's true, because that would be the first show I would think of. Briscoe County. A lot, and, you know, there's so many people that don't even know about Briscoe County Jr. Talking about Bruce Campbell. Most people actually, the most they know about The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. is that the opening theme song was later reused for, like, the Olympics or the NBA or something like that. That's how good it was. But it's a fantastic sci-fi western about, you know, the son of Briscoe County, who is this famous bounty hunter, and he goes looking for the people that killed his dad. He teams up with a former Confederate soldier who's black, or maybe he was Union. I don't remember at this point. I figure it's probably one more than the other because he was black, but he was also rich, so I don't know if that changes anything. Maybe I need to read my history books again. Point is... it was an adventure comedy, and then there was a horse that was really smart, and there was some sci-fi. It was really good. It's horse
yes.
time. Boy, I really wish I had stayed off this show.
It's one of those shows that it's. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong, Seinfeld is that way too, but it's kind of obscure. And so I had never heard of that show until you mentioned it to me for the first time. And from that point, I've still never seen an episode.
I thought you were talking about this show we're recording, and I thought, God, I wish I was obscure right now. That would be fantastic. If I could have been obscure for the past couple weeks, maybe I'd be in a different position.
No.
Oh, let's go over to Lindsay.
Next, I'm going with Quantum Leap.
I always heard they were going to...
I still enjoy
I always heard
show.
They were going to bring that back, and they never did.
I wish they would have, but it didn't
Quantum
happen.
Leap is the story of Dr. Samuel Beckett, who... there's a time machine, I think, and then he goes back, he leaps into people's bodies and changes the future, and then he can leap to the next body, and he's always trying to get back to where he came from. Yes. He has a assistant named Al.
With the ultimate goal to put right what once went wrong.
Yeah, it was a good show. I love that show. Some of the best Halloween shows. Because they were creepy.
Some of my favorite episodes were in the final season. Also.
Once he danced with a goat.
Yeah, there's a Halloween episode that was a little.
What about that one where he looks in the mirror and...
No! They took that gif off of Facebook, so we can't talk about it.
Yeah, it's not out there anymore.
Let's swing back to Shelby. Speaking of looking in the mirror with Christian, we're going back to Shelby.
Okay, I've got unsolved mysteries.
Wait, no, hold on. It's
technically
that's a show that's
Netflix.
Airing.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even see that.
But
it's on Netflix.
What, the original?
It's
one?
It's not as good. So
I still haven't watched it. I really want to though.
Yeah. Rather than getting a whole bunch, though, it's just one case per show, so like it doesn't feel like
it's also
no,
it's a very documentary type show now, rather than they don't really have the reenactments like they did in the old
right.
kind of cheesy reenactments.
Man, those
there's
reenactments
no
are the
Stack.
Best part.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
There's
no Robert Stack. There's no narrator actually at all.
There's barely any paranormal. They had one UFO episode, which was pretty good, but then the rest are like all cold case murder stuff or disappearances.
Yeah,
but the original Unsolved Mysteries was the bomb.
That was good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, love that show, and especially with Robert Stack. When they switched over, was it Dennis Farina they switched to eventually?
So, it didn't start with Robert Stack. I had to look this up because we went back and watched a couple. The old episodes are on Hulu right now, but it started with somebody else because it wasn't intended to be a show that was on all the time. It was like a special, you know, series. Let me see. Because there were a whole bunch of different hosts. So, the pilot episode was hosted by Raymond Burr. And then,
oh wow!
When they had these specials, Carl Malden hosted some, and Robert Stack. Stack was the most popular, so he became then the full time host for a while. And then, they did replace him at one point with who was it?
There was a girl that
Virginia Madsen.
Yep. Virginia Madsen, yeah.
They added her, and then Dennis Farina when Stack passed away. And they brought it back in 2008 for Spike TV. Dennis Farina hosted for a while.
Yeah. Yes. But the first series was clearly the best.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Jesse.
Oh, hey.
Kimball.
Parks and Recreation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear Jesse?
Yes, have some.
Okay.
You know, I love Parks and Recreation. It's a phenomenal show. I continually rewatch it. It's my go-to going to sleep show. At this point, I'm sure Shelby's just about sick of it because I do turn it on every night when we go to bed.
I don't have to watch TV anymore when I go to bed. I mean, my TV's on, but I'm usually watching, there's a YouTuber named Gray Still Plays, and I just put any of his videos on and I fall asleep. You like Gray Still Plays?
Yes.
I was introduced to them, and I love it. That's one of my favorite YouTube channels. He's so funny.
I have to have something playing when I go to bed between, like, just... you know, my brain wandering places and, you know, real bad tinnitus and a fan doesn't quite do it for me. I got to have something. So, yeah.
Jesse, my brain, I was going to make a Boulevard of Broken Dreams joke, but you get where I'm going with it. All right. my next one, I'm going to say, wait, no, was it Hunter next? Or
no,
me?
It's
I think
me.
It was Hunter. It's okay,
me.
Yeah, Hunter.
All right. This the only other person who might have this is Jesse, but it just wrapped up, and it probably doesn't. I want to throw on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, that's a good show. I actually have not watched any of the final season.
It's a good season.
That's what
was a
everybody...
show that...
Oh, go ahead.
Excuse me. No, it's okay. I was trying to clear my throat. It's a show that ended up running a grand total of 7 seasons and was basically, I feel like, in a weird way, under the radar for a lot of the time because people just flat out... I knew people who just didn't even know this show existed. And then would be like, I don't know, it's probably okay. It was a lot better than a lot of people gave it credit for. It has a rough... All right, so the first half of the first season is a little rocky. Some of them are good, some of them not so great. The second half of the first season is great. The second season is kind of up and down, but if you can get past that... and all that stuff is still important. It's just not the best parts of the show. You get past that, and everything from there is pretty well great. It's stuff that happens in the MCU, but basically they're kind of allowed to, because they were always treated as kind of the you know, bastard stepchild of the movies. They get to use a lot of the same terminology and stuff, but nothing they do really ends up affecting the movies, and so they have a lot more freedom to just go crazy. Like, there's tons of use of, like, the LMDs from the comics. There's, Asa would hate it, there's time travel, people coming back from the dead, they're going into space, it's nuts, it gets crazy.
There was the Ghost Rider.
Oh, the Ghost Rider season is the best season of the show. It's either 4 or 5.
4.
But it's legitimately, is it 4? Yes. It's the best season of the show. Every episode is
importantly
is
great. The it's the first half of the fourth season, because for whatever reason, like, Ghost Rider just kind of fucks off for the second half.
Well, the second half is the one where they, I hate to spoil it, but it's they spend it in the framework. They're in the framework. So,
which,
the second,
I mean,
half of that is.
And I actually enjoyed that way more than a lot of people did. Like, I thought the framework was super cool, and I liked that whole idea. Which, yeah, like, that is a little bit of a spoiler, but not so much that, like, it'll basically be that first episode, you're like, oh, they're talking about that. Well, okay, so right. I know what's gonna happen. But, yeah, it's still super cool. I really, really enjoyed it. But, yeah, no, the first half of that season with Ghost Rider is just beyond good. Like, that's... That easily the best on-screen Ghost Rider. Not that he had particularly stiff competition.
Right.
But yeah, it was Robbie Reyes. He had the car.
But it's 7 seasons. Again, only a little bit of up and down. And it's a pretty good mix, again, of drama, of action, of comedy. It's a little goofy.
Even some romance.
But it works. Even some romance. It's good stuff. It's Shannon, here's what I would liken it to, and you might disagree with this if you ever get a chance to watch it, but I feel like... You know how everybody kind of puts Buffy up on a pedestal, and, like, Buffy was the greatest show, but it's hard to go back and watch Buffy? It has a lot of the same Buffy energy, and part of that, too, is because it's from the Whedons. It's, you know, Buffy was Joss.
Right.
Jesse, help me out. Which Whedon? It's his brother, isn't it?
I thought Joss Whedon did a lot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He started it, and then his brother took over, if I remember correctly. I'm going to look and find out. But, yeah, it carries a lot of the same type of energy. Jed Whedon. His brother Jed took over and did a lot of the work for him at some point. Joss helped him. Don't you hit me with the "I'm with Jeb." I knew you were going to do it.
Brother Jeb.
No, it's Jed with a D. But anyway.
Brother Jed.
Yeah, it's like kind of a modern day Buffy in a different, you know, universe. It has a lot of the same, like I said, kind of energy and aesthetic.
Right. And some of the same actors. One actor, anyway.
Yeah.
I remember. I forget his name, though. It doesn't matter. Anyway, no one's ever heard of this show but me. I can almost guarantee it. It was a show on Fox in the mid '90s. It was called Beyond Belief: Fact or Fiction. Anybody remember this one?
I do.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah.
Do you really? Okay.
It was the one with Jonathan Frakes, right?
Yeah. Well, originally it was Josh. Which one's the dad? Is it Jonathan?
James.
Jonathan Brolin.
James Brolin.
James. James Brolin. Yeah. It was James Brolin for, like, the first season, and then they replaced him with Jonathan Frakes. I never saw the Brolin season, but once Frakes took over, it was, like, my absolute favorite show. So if you've never seen it, they basically give you a bunch of stories that are reenactments, and some of them are based on true stories, and some of them are just, you know, made-up ones. And they would play all of the stories, and then at the end, he would reveal which ones were fact and which ones were fake, or fiction. The thing that sold, because the reenactments were terrible, the effects were terrible, what sold the show was Jonathan Frakes. He was so charming, and the way he would, like, wink and smile at you whenever he was like, is it something that happened or something our writers dreamed up? And he would, like, smile at you. And that actually ties into another one of my shows here in a second. But yeah, that show was really good. It's on Amazon Prime. I don't know, if you didn't grow up in the time or if you didn't grow up liking Jonathan Frakes, you might not enjoy it as much. But it was so, so good.
Yeah, I just dropped a link, Hank, real quick in the Discord too, because as you were talking about it, Frakes being so charming and just interesting, if you haven't seen the show, what you probably have seen is Jonathan Frakes asking questions, because when he would start a portion of the show, he would ask these, it seemed like these inane, off-the-wall questions. So somebody took a bunch of those clips and just made a compilation. So it's just him saying, like, have you ever walked into the parking lot of a mall and wondered where you parked your car? And then it just slam cuts to, like, have you called a plumber lately? You know, have you ever been on a ladder and thought you were going to fall? Have you? Just, it's hilarious.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Do you like movies about gladiators?
You ever seen a grown man naked? Lindsay.
My next one, I feel like Shannon should expect that I would have on Blossom, this list.
Blossom, Fraggle Rock.
MASH.
Okay, so I was actually going to make a joke that I forgot, because that's me today. And I was going to say, Lindsay, do you have MASH or After MASH on your list? And then I forgot to make it. The one with Jamie Farr.
I have never watched After MASH, but I have watched MASH several times, and I will go back and watch it several times more.
I think that I hate MASH.
I mean, that's fine.
That's it. That's
stop after. I think I hate it.
It used to, because I didn't used to have like satellite or anything or cable, so I only had,
and it was on
every weekend,
and that's how it grew on me, because I hated it as a kid, and as I got older, like tail end of high school and college, I started to get more of the humor and enjoy it, and I could watch it like 12
you
times know,
and
a
and that's
day.
How you learned about the Korean War.
I'm right there with Shannon. It would come on TV and I'm like, oh, this one again. My dad
I would be sitting
it's that
there like
theme song, man.
Yeah, I'd be playing a video game or something in my room, because I always had my TV on for like TV, and then I had a separate TV for video games, because I had to have noise constantly.
The
I
king.
Hate silence.
The king and, with his two screens.
Come on. It was like a 15-inch TV with barely color.
old CRT Rockefeller over here.
But I'd be sitting there playing my video game, and then in the background I just hear that dur, 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 and I'm like, no! I'd reach in
a lot of silence.
Wait, can you cannot hear me?
What? Hello? What did Lindsay say? I can hear you.
Hello. Everything just went silent. I heard absolutely nothing for like the last minute.
Like that's right. That sounds like a you problem. I think that was...
It probably is.
I think God was just teaching you how to appreciate your hearing better.
I think Lindsay just should stop stealing internet from her neighbor.
Yeah.
Shannon's just going, effective. It's me, I'm the neighbor.
Okay, so what the fuck? Are you in my apartment?
No, I'm not.
I don't understand why you have a picture of my Funko Pops holding each other gently, and one's an alien.
Because this is an old picture.
Oh, that was creepy. I seriously, nope. You steal my internet.
Can we talk about the Equestria tape, or are we gonna just skip over that?
That's not mine.
Are we gonna? Oh, sure it isn't, buddy.
As I said, this is an old
That's
picture.
That's not mine. No.
Yes, I have a My Little Pony art book. What of it?
Well, better than you than me.
Was I supposed to know that Shannon had an Equestria book, or was I supposed to read about that all on my own?
Look, where do you think horse time started?
You got horse time.
All right. We'll do one last round and just read off the other two, since we're technically out of time, and we'll just go person by person real quick.
You mean read off the other one?
We only did...
Because we're on number four.
Are we only doing four?
No, you said read the other two. Are we just reading
the
other two?
Because we just did four. Like, everybody, that was the fourth number, I think. Right?
No.
That was the third.
Oh, never mind.
We're on four now.
Right, so if we're doing five, we'll just read the last two off, is what I meant. I said
okay.
What meant.
I misunderstood.
All right, Shelby,
I understood.
What's your last two?
My last
but in
two.
A much stronger way, I didn't understand.
Just read two more.
Just read more. Two more, stupid baby.
Just buy a new one.
Just get another one.
Okay, I've got Gravity Falls and Gargoyles.
Oh.
Both of those are great shows.
Those are two very different shows.
Both good shows, though.
Yeah. Gravity Falls is so good.
It's like X-Files.
That's one I still haven't watched yet.
It's X-Files for babies.
Have you seen
they're
that
making,
last season?
They're making an animated X-Files series, though. You and I talked about
that.
This, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that, because I've seen what they've done
like
with Star Trek. Star Trek, and I don't
Star
know
Trek.
Like that either.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It was Drek.
Star Trek was on my list.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. Jesse?
Yeah.
Last two.
All right, my last two are going to be Scrubs and Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
This is the same goddamn list every time. It doesn't matter what the list is. Jesse puts Scrubs and Parks and Rec in it.
That's not. This is the first time I've said Scrubs about anything.
We just talked about Scrubs a couple weeks ago, probably.
He finds a way to work in the Goofy movie. There it is.
That is Powerline. Yeah.
I found out the Powerline was in an episode of Fresh Prince.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What?
He was a real dude?
Tevin Coleman, the guy that plays him. So
he wasn't Powerline.
Okay. No, he wasn't Powerline.
That would have been hilarious.
Well, that's not the same thing. That's like saying characters in another thing. I can't think of a single fucking character right now. I hate myself.
But I mean, he was there as a pop singer.
Shannon, this is my last show. For a dollar, name a woman.
Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't know. I don't know. Hunter, your turn.
All right. I've done so many sitcoms. Nobody's going to name Community at this point, so I guess I will, because it would have been Jesse. I'm going to throw Community on there, because that's absolutely a show. It's absolutely a show that I could watch on the regular, and there's no way it's coming back. Even if they make that movie, the show itself is not really coming back.
Correct.
And then I'm going to have to lose. I got a couple on here that technically do not count. So, all right, nobody else is going to put The Office. The Office is the next obvious choice, I guess. Office is done. It's not coming back, but it is absolutely. And I only watched The Office for the first time last year. Since then, I have. So I watched it twice last summer. We watched it again this summer. And I feel like that's going to be a regular thing. So while I ended up with a lot more sitcoms than I thought I would, yeah. Office, Community, both my solid choices.
Both solid choices.
Shannon, legitimately, something I was going to name that I did not, and because I realized technically it doesn't count. I was going to name The Late Show with David Letterman, but technically The Late Show never ended because Stephen Colbert is hosting the same show. The other one was The Twilight Zone, which also did not end because Jordan Peele brought it back, and they're still doing new episodes of that. So
that's also true. Yeah. You could have said The Outer Limits. That was a good show.
But I didn't watch enough. I didn't grow up with it. I didn't see it until later. So,
you know, also, that's jogging my memory about something. The Outer Limits was like the sci-fi version of The Twilight Zone, right?
Yes.
And not officially, but, you know, like unofficially it was that. More or less. There was a show on HBO right around the same time as Tales from the Crypt, which was basically Tales from the Crypt, but from a science fiction point of view. And I can't remember the name of it. It was like Perverse Science or something like that. I don't remember. And I need to track it down because I never gave it a chance, and now I want to go back and watch it because I remember thinking like, oh, well, it's not horror, so I don't want to watch it. But now I kind of want to go back. So if anybody could think of that, please let me know, or Hunter will find it.
It was called Perversions of Science.
Perversions of Science,
and
okay.
And it ran for one season in 1997.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Because I remember not being on for very long.
Looks like it was like a kind of Black Mirror-esque type of show. Perhaps.
Yeah, but we weren't ready for it at the time.
No, it was ahead of its time.
My last two is Star Trek, The Next Generation. Also because of Jonathan Frakes. Commander Riker is one of my favorite characters of all time. That is everything I aspired to be in as a man. Handsome, charming, magnificent beard. Because if you watch the first season of Star Trek, The Next Generation, where he doesn't have a beard, looks really weird.
He looks
like he's 12 years old. Yeah. Everyone has their favorite Star Trek, and Next Generation to me is the best Star Trek. Shelby, fight me.
That's the one that made me like Star Trek. I just put Star Trek in general because I was just going to claim all of the old ones and not the new one that was coming out because I like all of them.
Well, you say the new one that's coming out. Which one do you mean?
There's a new series.
It's the new Star Trek that's on. It's exclusive
Discovery?
To the CBS streaming. It's the one on the CBS streaming network, I think.
I think it's Discovery. I heard Discovery was really good.
Yeah, I know. Heard it was good. Andrew likes it a whole lot.
We watched like two episodes of Picard. I don't think we ever finished it.
I wanted.
I did too,
but it didn't happen.
Well, maybe someday. You keep dreaming. All right, and my other one.
Okay.
My other one. I don't remember it now.
Was it Chappelle's Show?
Chappelle's Show.
No. Oh,
that
no,
was
it was
on
Sightings.
My extended list.
Bob and David?
So, well, technically, okay, so, but I don't know if you can claim that because they did come out with the show Bob and David on HBO or on Netflix.
But they're not doing a new season.
But there hasn't been anything else.
Well, they
with
said
it.
They're going to do a new season, and that was, you know, that literally came out right around the time Allie and I started dating, which was almost 5 years ago at this point. So after 5 years, it's like, are they coming out with new episodes? Because it really doesn't feel like it. But I would say Sightings, which I've talked about on the show before. Okay. It was basically Dateline for the paranormal. And they treated it with a lot of respect. They talked about UFOs, ghosts, sightings. And it's amazing. I wish they'd do something like that now. It was before Ghost Hunters. It was before these shows started really getting popular. So to have a paranormal show treated with any kind of respect at the time was kind of unheard of. It was really, really good. I wish they still made that show. It's kind of like I Want to Believe, but with production value and like talent. It's crazy. It's wild.
Just for the record, for with Bob and David, they did indeed say they want to make some new episodes. They just haven't gotten around to it. Also, on June 15th of this year, they pulled the third episode of the show from Netflix because David Cross was in blackface.
Oh shit! I remember that. That's the one where he keeps going. He's recording himself driving through like a police checkpoint, trying to get them, to get brutality on tape. And it's Keegan-Michael Key is the police officer, and he's not buying it. So then David Cross finally pulls around for like the sixth time in blackface, and Keegan-Michael Key just goes, "What the fuck?" David Cross was like, "Hello, that's brother." And they pulled it. Damn it.
Yeah,
but that was cool. The joke. Yeah. That was the joke, you know? Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Lindsay. Lindsay, last two.
This is the one I meant.
So my last two on my list are Once Upon a Time, because I still like it, damn it, and The Golden Girls.
Well, hey, that doesn't count because they brought The Golden Girls back for one night.
No, they didn't.
I mean, are they planning on continuing to bring it up?
I would love to know how.
That's what I want to know.
It's the Golden Girl.
Literally, it's now the Golden Girl.
Hold on, I'm about to drop some knowledge on you here.
About to be a whole new show.
Okay, please do. I wanted to put Supernatural, but it won't be done till after this fall.
Lindsay, it'll never be done.
I think there were a lot of shows. Come on, if we could still do stuff that was running, It's Always Sunny would have made somebody's list. SNL would have been on there between me and Shannon, one of us.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
I thought about that. The Simpsons, obviously, would have made it up there somewhere. There was another one I thought of recently that I thought, oh, that would be a good... I just got lucky that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ended, like, a month ago. I had another one in mind that I thought for sure would have made the list. Was Shannon the last one?
I think Lindsay was the last one.
So I'm a little surprised that while he's doing this...
I'm not kidding. That's dead serious. They did a but before anyone gets upset, racist, not you guys, but people that can't see it at home, it was an all black table reading. Live over the internet, and it was these four actresses. I know most of their names, but I can't remember them. But to be fair, I can't remember the old ones either.
They're not ready for our table reading, for the record. That's going
to
be on the next Horse Time.
We will not.
I sent you one, didn't I?
What, Golden Girls?
I thought I sent Hunter a Golden Girls.
I think you
one
just said
point.
That
we, it was
we
way
needed
back.
To do it. I don't know that you sent me an actual.
Maybe that's what I said.
I want to be Blanche.
Oh, you don't want to be Sophia and throw the shade?
No, I want to be Blanche and have an awful love life. I think that's gonna do it.
I hope so.
As the curtain closes on another episode of After Dark, I do want to apologize to everyone for me coming back. Next time we'll try to make it last. If you guys don't get out and vote, you're never gonna get me out of office. That's the problem. All right. We're going to be back tomorrow with Horse Time, or I Want to Believe, or I Want to Believe It's Horse Time. No one really knows. But what I will be doing is I'll be playing WWE 3D All-Stars. Nope. That's
3D
All-Stars? WWE Battlegrounds and 3D All-Stars while we're doing it. I'll just set my little Switch up right here and play it, you know?
Yeah.
It'll be like it's my best friend.
Yes. You know?
Okay. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with something that resembles an entertainment program. I want to thank Jesse, Shelby, Lindsay, and Hunter for being here tonight. And Hunter, please take me out.
Later.